Journal of a New Cobra Recruit by Keith Pilley. May 1st, 1986. Man, I'm so excited to graduate this month. It's been a fun few weeks, signing yearbooks and going to beer parties and such, but at the same time, I keep feeling worried about what I'm going to do afterwards. I don't have the grades for college. Heck, when I talked to the Army recruiter about becoming a GI, he said I don't even have the grades to serve my country. I sure don't want to work at the gas station like my brother. May 2nd, 1986. Today, this guy in a blue uniform came and gave me a pamphlet. He said he was a recruiter for Cobra, an outfit a lot like the Army, but without all those government regulations to slow down the fun. We talked a little, and he said he liked the cut of my jib, thought I'd be great Cobra material. May 15th, 1986. Signed up with Cobra today. I got real excited when they said I earned a signing bonus. Figured it'd be a couple $100 that I could put forward toward a new bumper on my truck. Nope. Just a t-shirt with this funny-looking snake on the front. And I'm not supposed to wear it in public. Pretty weird stuff, but they seem like nice guys. I report to Cobra Boot Camp out in Utah in the middle of June. The recruiter guy said that everyone around there thinks that it's where some crazy old Mormon lives with all his wives. I'm not supposed to say anything about it to anybody. I'm supposed to tell Mom and Dad that I'm going off to work for the phone company.